Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The Beanhardt Museum and Gardens provides a festive setting every holiday season. The occasion is marked by special events and activities, and Executive Director Ralph Calhoun joins me in studio for a look at some of the holiday offerings at the Museum and Gardens. Ralph, welcome.
Good morning, Bob.
Thanks for being here. The grounds of Beanhardt are festive this time of year with a lot of lighting, and guests will be able to enjoy that over the next several days.
Oh, yeah. We start tomorrow night, Thursday, from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We do this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's our Christmas evenings at the Beanhardt. Features the lighting outside. We work real hard on lighting, and it's kind of silly for us not to be open in the evenings. So we'll do that, and then we have a whole lot of other activities that are involved with it, too.
Yeah, a lot of folks able to drive by as the sun sets or just after dark, see some of the lights. So the exciting opportunity to be able to go in and see that. What side catches your eye when you put up these decorations that you kind of point people towards?
Well, the Monroe Garden Study League decorates the Beanhardt home, and, mm-hmm. and this year their theme is classic Christmas cinema, which includes movies, but also they've included a little bit of TV. So we have Charlie Brown's Christmas, Frosty the Snowman, and then some of the movies include A Christmas Story with Ralphie, the one with the gun, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Elf, Polar Express, and they use these movies as the basis for their decorations, and it's incredible this year. Absolutely incredible.
I'm just curious, when you talk about taking on a museum and decorating different rooms and areas of the museum site, how long does this project take for those that are involved?
It's almost hard to gauge. The actual decorating is a three-day process. My staff spends, I've got a few people on staff that spend a good deal of time prior to that just arranging things. We have folks come in and pick out what they're going to decorate with. If we added up the hours, we've probably got 3 weeks in there, if you include the staff.
So this year, it's the Christmas Cinema Classics that'll be seen. So, something gardeners enjoy seeing is the poinsettia tree.
Oh, yeah.
Share on that highlight of the holidays.
It's incredible. We have it's a metal structure called a pot tree that it's hard to explain. It has these little rings, and you put potted plants in each of the rings, so it's got 64 rings, and when you do this with the poinsettias, by the time you're finished, you have what looks like a Christmas tree. It's that cone shape of a Christmas tree,
right.
But it's the red poinsettias. It's out in our conservatory, and it just knocks your socks off every year. There are a lot of people who have their photographs taken in front of that and use it for Christmas cards and things.
Yeah, one of the things that, and of course, I take it the league brings this together as well each and every year?
Well, actually, the poinsettia tree is something the staff does.
Okay.
It's in the conservatory. The study league, they kind of stay inside the house, and the stuff outside the house is my gardeners mostly.
Yeah. Well, the evening hours at Beanhardt also welcome live entertainment to celebrate the season. Share on some of the performers.
Well, it's just a multitude of people. Let's see, on Thursday night at 6 o'clock, we've got Coralie White, which I think a lot of your listeners would know. Friday at 5 o'clock, Geneva Academy has a group that they're bringing over of kids that are going to sing. And then at 6 o'clock, a lady who used to be at First Baptist Church in West Monroe, Robin Thomas, who's since moved to Texarkana, is going to be here at 6 o'clock. And then we've got Claire Evangelisti and Rick Seiler, who are... professors here at ULM, and they're going to be there at 7 o'clock on Friday. So a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of great music and a lot of fun, a lot of nostalgia and holiday cheer in the Coke Museum.
Oh, yeah. Coke just kind of goes hand in hand with Christmas, I think, for a lot of people. And every year we're able to get Santa Claus to come out, and we'll have Santa Claus on what I think of as the back of the Coke Museum where that truck is. And last year Mrs. Claus was going to come with him. She was under the weather, but she will be out this year.
Yep.
So we have a good health report on her, so we'll have both of them. And again, that's a place where people can come, take pictures, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, folks that may be new to the area, they have the opportunity, I take it, Soda Jerks, share a little bit of the history through a story about Coke in our area.
We've got a reproduction soda fountain, mm-hmm. and we have Soda Jerks who talk about what a soda jerk is, and then they discuss the history of the bottling of Coca-Cola, which Joe Biedenhorn was, most people in the area know, the first person to bottle Coca-Cola. And they tell his story and a little bit more, the sort of the evolution of the Coca-Cola bottle. It's a good presentation, and they'll be there that night too.
You know, Ralph, I know we mentioned the poinsettia tree, but also other Christmas plants, holiday plants that are there at the museum, correct?
Yeah, well, we're covered with Christmas trees at this time of year. But then we've also got out front, we have cyclamen, which is a plant that maybe some people don't think of as Christmas, but it grows very well around here. It's a good outdoor plant. You can get reds and whites, and they mix very well for Christmas, so we see a lot of that.
Other activities taking place, or kind of culminates with this?
This is sort of the end of it. Yeah. We just finished up with some lectures the other night.
Right, images of the Nativity.
Image of the Nativity, which are they're miniatures from Books of Hours, which were devotion or prayer books, and we have them blown up real big. And we talk about that every year, so if it sounds interesting, just keep your eyes on the website, and it'll happen again next December or November.
I was going to say, or be able to catch you during the extended hours over the next few nights.
Right, I can talk about it a little bit then.
Definitely looking forward to that, extended hours. It's Christmas at Biedenhorn. Again, Ralph, those dates and times?
It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 13th through the 15th of December, from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
And there is an admission fee, but right. Folks are welcome in groups as well. Or welcome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on down.
Someone would like to find out more information, a number or a website.
Website is www.bmuseum.org.
Ralph Calhoun is Executive Director with the Biedenhorn Museum and Gardens. Ralph, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.